Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Mom? Dad? Anybody here? Ah! I made my family disappear!
Izzy, are you still in the house?
Yeah, I was grabbing games for Game Club.
Oh, whew. I almost thought I forgot you.
You can't leave me home alone.
This week's Snap Review is for the Home Alone game from Big G Creative. The game is for ages 8 and up and plays 2 to 4 players in about 15 to 20 minutes. The object of the game is to win as the Wet Bandits by collecting $2,000 in loot or winning as Kevin McAllister by exhausting the Bandits' deck. So let's talk about the setup of the game, Izzy.
Well, setup is easy. All you have to do is give the players their player board, place the Kevin deck and the loot deck where they should be on the player board, and then put the paint bucket on Kevin's board, because that's his. Give the Wet Bandits their player board and their deck. Then take the front door, downstairs window, and upstairs window, and place them where everybody can reach.
And then shuffle your decks to begin. So then for gameplay, so during each round, each player is going to grab 6 cards from their respective decks. Then the Kevin player is going to draw 3 loot cards from their loot deck and then reveal them to the Wet Bandit player. Some examples of the cards could be a $100 pair of rollerblades, a $200 stereo speaker, and a $300 watch. So after those are revealed, the Kevin player will take those cards back, kind of shuffle them up out of sight of the other player, and then deal them face down one each of the entrance locations, the front door, downstairs window, and the upstairs window. Kevin can sneak a peek if you need to, if you forget. Just make sure the other player doesn't see. And then Kevin's going to use the 6 cards, which consist of traps and decoys, and he's going to play them face down in the different locations. So the object is try to do some tricking and some fooling of the other player into baiting them to try to going into a location where a lower value card is. Because you playing as Kevin, you don't want the Wet Bandits to get the higher dollar cards because they'll make their way up to $2,000 quicker. So you got to use a little bit of strategy of where to place these cards. And other thing to mention would be the home tiles. Now, in order for the Wet Bandits to break into the home, they have to play card costs. So on the front door, for example, they have to play 1 card from their hand to break in and then be able to work their way up the line. The downstairs window requires either a cost of a card from their hand or a card from the top of the Wet Bandit deck. And then the upstairs window has a cost of 1 card from their hand or 1 card from the hand in the deck. So that's how the home tiles work. And then Kevin will take those 6 cards and distribute them across the entrance locations with a maximum of 3 cards in each location. So it could have one location with 3 cards, 2 cards, and maybe 1 card. And you don't always have to play all cards, so you can always keep one back if they're all low-value cards, for example, and you want to save them for later. So then on the Wet Bandit's turn, you're going to pay the cost to break into one of the entrances. So, for example, the front door, me playing as a Wet Bandit, I would play a card from my hand to the discard pile to just break into the door. Then I would reveal one of the trap cards. So, for example, when we flip over a trap card and it has the hot doorknob. So in order to defeat the trap, there's a cost, and the cost are light bulbs. For example, on this card has a green light bulb and a red light bulb. So I would then go back to my hand of bandit cards, and I would try to find a card that met those requirements, you know, and it just so happened to have a red and green light bulb card, so I'd be able to discard that card, and then I'd get past the trap, and then I would flip over the next trap, and it could just so happens it could have been a decoy card, and a decoy card, there's no cost to play. You can just pass through it quickly. So then you're going to keep playing up, trying to get past these different traps to, you know, to collect the loot reward. So if I were to, you know, beat all 3 of the traps that Izzy set up, I would then flip the loot card over and take it into my hand, and that would score. And then I can choose to continue going and pushing my luck and seeing if I can get to the other locations. Or I can decide to, you know what, stop because I know the other point values are pretty low and I'm just going to conserve the cards in my hand to, you know, play again. So after a round is over, all the loot cards are discarded along with Kevin's cards. You draw another 6 cards, so you could potentially have 7, 8 if you save some. And then you reset. Kevin will draw another set of loot cards. And we'll continue play. The game ends when the bandits fully run out of cards. Then Kevin wins, or the Wet Bandits win by collecting $2,000 or more. So what do we like about the game?
I like that some of the cards had special powers, like the broken Christmas ornaments. When this trap is revealed, Kevin may add a trap from his hand or to the top of his deck.
So that's pretty sneaky. So that'll allow the player to take another trap card and put it down and keep the bandits from making their way through the house. What else did you like?
I like the fan and feathers. If this trap is disarmed, Kevin may take it and put it back into his hand.
Ah, so after it's used, you get to take it back and use it again in the next turn.
Yes. So
what do you think about the artwork?
I love the artwork because it's got like this ugly Christmas sweater sort of theme to it. And it's like every stitch is like the color and like the picture on the trap cards. It's just phenomenal.
Very cool. And your favorite trap card is obviously the tarantula, right?
Yeah, because it has like three light bulbs. It is like...
That's a pretty challenging card.
It is like the biggest card in the whole Kevin deck.
All right, so then some of my favorite bandit cards are obviously Crowbars Up, which allow you to draw two cards from your deck, which are extremely useful. As your bandits have limited cards, so it's, you know, you're going to need to be able to grab those. Mist Me is another awesome one. Allows you to disarm any revealed trap. So again, to let you kind of make your way up through the house. Peek in Window is another fun one. Kevin must turn over loot cards with the lowest base value face up. So Kevin will have to reveal, you know, the lowest loot card. So that'll either give you a clue into, okay, this is the $0 pizza. And then you as the Wet Bandit can then try to deduce, say, okay, well, maybe I'm going to go to the different location to try to make our way through. So what do we kind of find challenging about the game? In my opinion, is that it's really hard for the bandits to win. We played this game, I'd say, 5 or 6 times. I have even played it with 2 players, where 1 player was Kevin, and then 2 players played in a team as the bandit, because this game can go up to 4 players, where the bandits kind of share. But the bandit deck doesn't have a whole lot of cards. So as you're burning through light bulb cards to make your way through the house to pay the cost of to pass the traps, you know, you're limited with this deck of cards. So you have to be very cautious, and you have to kind of try to strategize when do I need to cut and run and not continue and end the round, or just keep moving onward. So I found that was one of the challenging things. I almost wish that there were more bandit cards. Like I said, we played this several times and have not seen a bandit win yet. So I don't know that it's necessarily a bad thing. Maybe I just need to change up my strategy and just try to figure out different ways to go. But again, with the hide and seek and the bluffing, you know, mechanics in this game, where, you know, Izzy can take these loot cards and put them in, you know, she may take the heavier, the most expensive loot card, I should say, and put it in the upstairs window. So I have to burn 2 cards in order to get there. And then she could put the hardest traps in, you know, those hardest 3 traps for me to get there. So I can blow through all the hands of my cards and not even make it 2 ways up. And then Izzy, one thing I almost forgot to mention was the die, the paint bucket die. What does the paint bucket do?
The paint bucket is like you roll the die and it adds like an extra light bulb to some of the cards. Like some of the cards will have a little paint bucket icon at the top, like the tar on steps.
So what you'll do is the trap will be revealed. Kevin is going to roll that die. And then, for example, for this card, tar on steps, it has a red light bulb. And let's pretend you rolled and we got a blue light bulb. So now the Wet Bandits would have to play a blue and a red light bulb in order to defuse the trap. So to sum things up, we really enjoy the game, right, Izzy?
Yeah, I love the artwork. It is phenomenal.
Yeah, the ugly sweater motif is carried through and through on the player boards, the tiles, the cards,
everything.
Everything, even the down to the box art, right?
Yeah.
So would we recommend this to other families?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd agree with you too. I think this one was a lot of fun, and it was a big surprise for me. I didn't really know what to expect and how they would take the Home Alone, you know, theme and apply it into a board game. I think they really did a kind of creative job with it. It definitely kind of catches the feel of the game, where you playing as a Wet Bandit have to break into the house and try to get past all these traps. And yeah, you get just as frustrated as Marvin Harry in the movie did. So I definitely felt that as we played, right?
Yeah.
And Izzy usually plays as Kevin, so she gets to drop tarantulas on me and my feet get stomped on by irons and such. So how do we rate the Home Alone game?
4 out of 5 hot doorknobs.
And that's the Home Alone game in a snap.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.